Namaste, my name is Rui Semmerer, I'm International Meditation Master. Today I want to speak on life is a dream. Everything is an illusion. There is no reality. This said the great philosopher Berkeley, no? And his friend Johnson kicked him against his leg, and the pain became the reality of Professor Dr. Berkeley. This was the right answer. You see, we all had been misleading through the religion concepts. Before the fall of Constantinople, for the Christian, this was 1453, the life purpose was to go in the paradise, and life was sorrow. It's similar until today in India. And in India it was even worse. This means our life is predetermined. We cannot change our destiny. Wow. Everything is unreal, only God is real. Okay, come on, come on, come on, say this to me, I give you really a bucket of cool water over your head, no? Okay. Okay. And so, you don't have any choice. And this is true until today for the Indian religion. Oh, shocking. What to do? Everything what we believe in our heart becomes true. If we believe everything is predetermined, we cannot change our destiny, everything is written down, and we have to go the same suffering every year, every life, for sure it becomes true. So for the Indian is it even so, life is sorrow, and the life code is not never to get reborn. And because they don't want to take the responsibility for everything what happens to them, because everything is destiny. This is getting so stupid. And if we change what we believe, that we can choose our life, that we can choose our destiny, then this becomes also true. Then we don't have to live in agony anymore. This is our choice. If we see that this theory that everything is destiny, predetermined, if we see this in the history of India, then we can understand why India was so poor. It was overrun from the Muslims, then from the British Empire. We can't do anything. Everything is destiny. This is really, 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 really so far stupid. And if you believe it, you believe in sorrow. You don't believe in responsibility for your whole life, for everything. You attract what is inside of yourself. And that's what you are responsible. I am responsible, nobody else. Okay, and then the Indian attitude, okay, nothing is real, everything is a dream. Sure. It serves the lazy people so well. Live in a big stall and close your eyes. I don't see the dirt. And if the toilet is dirty, maybe it has something to do with us. Everything what we see is a reflection of ourselves. And if our toilet is dirty, maybe our attitude is wrong. And you can ask every germ, every American, they say you are bad because your toilet is bad, your toilet is dirty. Because they understand that we are responsible for our world, for our doing. And if we don't do it, if we live in a big star, we are responsible for that. Okay. Okay, we can do an exercise. Everything is a dream, everything is unreal for some time, but not for our whole life. Okay. I have nothing against exercises. So we never can live in the reality. Our consciousness is where we live. And if we expand in our consciousness, we live in a bigger reality. So if we like to become rich and if we are poor, then we have just only to change our awareness and then our reality will grow and boom, we are there, we are rich. It's just this changing our reality, nothing more. And on the, in the religion, it's much easier. We don't need to know anything. Wow. We have just to do it. To do the right exercise. What is fitting to us? It's just so easy. And we get the things what we want. And you say, that is wrong. I have done it so. I have rejected every religion when I started. I'm coming from an atheist family. And so I've done just the things what I love. I have done tantra, I've done meditation, I've done so many other things on the spirit part, but believing in nothing. And then God was coming to me. I wanted to get the Kundalini. I've done the Kundalini exercise with a friend. Because I was attracting it. Because I want it. I want total love. I got it. I got everything. But from reading, nothing. He just makes the right exercise. Oh. Maybe religion is different. Different than to become successful. Oh. If you like to become successful, you read books and then you're successful. You do it. Do it. Go for it. Then you get what you want. In every area of our life. There is no difference. Reading and learning without doing, nothing will help. And to this end also, this is why I'm saying this. So the great Vivekananda said it. No? If there are two gates, one gate to a lecture, of enlightenment, no? Or for enlightenment, and the other gate to enlightenment, and almost everybody will go to the lecture, and nobody likes to go the path of enlightenment. And what we have to learn is to get rid of all of our theories and do it. Just only do it. Do the exercise. You don't need to believe in anything. Just do it. This is the whole trick in life. Everywhere else. Get an empty brain and not reading. My God, well, what? Okay. Thank you that I could encourage you. Just do it. And if you want my help, I help you. I know all the exercises. Not all, but so many exercises that will bring you forward on the inner path. Okay, and you don't have to believe in anything. Great, ne? Right.